NFL Roundup, Week 13. I'm Dave Ferry. The number one running back in each conference squared off in Baltimore on Sunday. Craig Heist tells us if either made a huge impact on the game.
Saquon Barkley scored on a 25-yard touchdown run with just under 8 minutes to go, and the Philadelphia defense held Lamar Jackson mostly in check as the Eagles won their eighth straight game, beating the Ravens 24-19. Barkley rushed for 107 yards on 23 carries.
The most important thing is, you know, a team win, and I knew it was going to be a tough challenge against this team. They did a really good job. Got to, you know, give credit to them, but got the dub at the end of the day.
Jalen Hurts ran for a touchdown and hit Dallas Goedert with a 17-yard touchdown pass. Jackson threw a pair of scoring passes to Mark Andrews and then Isaiah Likely with 7 seconds to play. Justin Tucker missed two field goal attempts and an extra point. The Eagles are now 10-2, while the Ravens fall to 8-5.
It's a winter wonderland for Josh Allen and the Bills as they clinch their fifth straight AFC title with a 35-10 win over the 49ers. Playing on a snowy surface, Buffalo ran a conservative offense and racked up 220 rushing yards. Josh Allen threw just 17 times, completing 13 for 148 yards and two touchdowns for the 10-2 Bills.
A couple things I wish I had back today. But, you know, that type of weather game, typically not a fan of, but that was a lot of fun today.
Allen, James Cook, and Ray Davis each had scoring runs, with Cook finishing with 107 yards on 14 carries. Niners QB Brock Purdy had only 94 yards passing for San Francisco, which lost three fumbles and fell to 5-7 despite gaining 153 yards on the ground. The Vikings had to go into comeback mode to extend their winning streak. Correspondent Mark Myers reports.
Minnesota scored a late touchdown to beat Arizona 23-22. Sam Darnold threw a 5-yard scoring pass to Aaron Jones with a minute 13 remaining, capping off a 70-yard game-winning drive.
One play at a time. You know, that's been my mentality all year.
Darnold finished the day with 235 passing yards with two scores. The Cardinals' Kyler Murray had 260 yards in the air with a 15-yard TD throw to Marvin Harrison Jr. Chad Ryland made 5 field goals. Minnesota wins its fifth in a row to go to 10-2. Arizona is 6-6.
Russell Wilson threw for 413 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Steelers outscored the Bengals 44-38. Wilson was 29 for 38, hitting George Pickens, Calvin Austin, and Pat Freiermuth for scores.
We got to a lot of checks, a lot of audibles, a lot of moments in time, and in the run game and the pass game, getting the stuff that, you know, was favorable looks and everything else. And I just think guys that did a great job making plays.
Peyton Wilson returned a Joe Burrow fumble 21 yards for a TD to put Pittsburgh ahead 41-24 with 11:06 left. Najee Harris shook off an early injury to rush for 75 yards and a touchdown for the 9-3 Steelers. Burrow was 28 of 38 for 309 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. The Commanders rediscovered their offense following 3 straight losses. Here's Mike Reeves.
The Commanders ended a 3-game losing skid with a 42-19 win over the Titans. Jaden Daniels had a big day, tossing 3 touchdown passes and also rushing for a score. Terry McLaurin was on the receiving end of 2 of the scoring strikes.
That felt amazing, honestly. The way we ran the ball at the line of scrimmage, the way we made plays on the perimeter, the way Jaden extended plays with his legs, the way we finished at the end with the ball in our hands. You know, that's the standard that we have to live up to.
Washington rushed for 267 yards, including 103 from Brian Robinson Jr. and 94 by Chris Rodriguez Jr. Both had rushing touchdowns. Washington's now 8-4. Tennessee falls to 3-9.
Gary McKillop saw the Chargers' 17-13 win over the Falcons.
Kareem Still intercepted a Kirk Cousins pass and raced 61 yards for a touchdown. The interception was 1 of 4 thrown by Cousins, including his last 2 in close and late in the game, which could have given Atlanta the victory. The Chargers' Cameron Dicker kicked 3 field goals, the longest of 51. The Chargers improved to 8-4. The Falcons dropped to 6-6.
The Seahawks scored the last 19 points in a 26-21 downing of the Jets. Leonard Williams sparked the comeback by returning an interception 92 yards for a TD. And Zach Charbonnet ran for a go-ahead 8-yard score with 5:31 remaining, making Geno Smith a happy quarterback.
It's what you want. You know, you want to be playing meaningful games in December. Coach talked to us. He said, you know, they remember what you do in December. And so as a team, as a quarterback, you know, I want to play my best football late down the stretch.
Joe Mixon ran for 101 yards and a tie-breaking touchdown in the second half as the Texans beat the Jaguars 23-20. C.J. Stroud passed for 232 yards, including a 22-yard scoring pass to Dalton Schultz to put Houston up 23-6 with 12-11 left.
We put some really good drives together in the first half, just couldn't finish it. And, you know, it's something that we got to look back and get better at, just scoring. When we got these good drives, you know, we get a turnover by the defense. We got to be able to, you know, try to generate seven, not three.
Chase McLaughlin hit a field goal on the last play of regulation, then another in overtime to give the Buccaneers a 26-23 victory over the Panthers. Baker Mayfield led the tying and winning drives after Bryce Young threw a go-ahead TD pass with 30 seconds left.
This team's got the mental makeup, the culture's in the right place to... Obviously, it's not the ideal situation you want to be in, but three timeouts, under a minute left to go. Let's get down in field goal range. We know we got a good kicker. Let's trust him, get down there, make it happen. And guys made great plays in that situation. You know, Mike had a catch. You know, Shep had a couple big ones there in the end. And just people making plays, and that's what it's all about.
The Saints were 21-14 winners over the Saints as Kyren Williams ran for 104 yards and a touchdown. L.A. quarterback Matthew Stafford threw for two scores but gave Williams credit for the win.
Positive things happened for him, man. You know, he's a starter for us. He's got great energy, great play energy, competes, you know, both in the run game and the pass game, so it was awesome for him to have a great day.
Anthony Richardson hit Alec Pierce for a three-yard TD with 12 seconds to play, then ran for the two-point conversion that gave the Colts a 25-24 triumph over the Patriots.
I was just trying to make sure we just got the points on the board, honestly. When he told us we were going for two, I'm like, okay, it's a chance to win it, so we had to fight and make it work.
Richardson threw for two touchdowns, and Jonathan Taylor ran for 96 yards for the 6-7 Colts.